genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brains.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Ah, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turning now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're on live every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. If all of this sounds like National Public Radio, well, you're getting the idea. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is NPR done right. If you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is communicating. All of my guests will talk about communicating in one form or another. My first guest explains why stories make us better communicators from his book, Tell to Win. We'll discuss the hidden powers of stories. Peter Guber is the chairman and CEO of Mandalay Entertainment Films. He's personally produced or executive produced films that have earned in excess of $3 billion worldwide, including box office hits like The Color Purple, Midnight Express, Batman, and Flashdance. Peter's personal films have been honored by more than 50 Academy Award nominations, including winning Best Picture for Rain Man. In 2011, Mandalay's The Kids Are All Right won the Golden Globe's Best Motion Picture and is nominated for 4 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. Peter is a full professor at UCLA, and he's the owner co-executive of the national basketball franchise Golden State Warriors. His new book, as I said, is titled Tell to Win. Peter, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Thank you. I'm a category killer for you. I fit all the categories. I'm Southern California. I'm in media. I'm in sports. So I'm on the line.
You are on the edge, and that's exactly the reason we're having you on the show, Peter, because you are a thought leader in so many different areas. So we're glad to have you. Loved your book, Tell to Win. I wanted to have you on the show the moment that I knew that the book was coming out, because clearly you know how to entertain us. I mean, the movies that you've produced, The Color Purple, Rain Man, The Kids Are All Right, you understand the power of telling a story when it comes to movies. But talk to me a little bit, if you will, please, about the power of telling a story in our everyday worlds as parents, as employees, as bosses, etc.
You got it right. It's telling a purposeful story. You're using story and for a goal. You have an actual goal. Vote for me, join my church, contribute to my charity, give me a raise, give me a promotion, get my kid, help me get the kid into school, to behave for the child, be a better parent, mother, father, whatever. Whatever you're trying to get something to do, a call to action, the way to get them is aiming at their heart. And to aim at the heart, the vehicle of choice is narrative, story. Telling the story best, face-to-face, breathing the same air, in the same room, doing that, that's when the chips are down. That's what counts.
Well, and you're so masterful at it, too. So I want you to tell me, or share with my audience, if you will, please, how you personally convinced Fidel Castro to allow you to shoot on location in Cuba.
Well, we had gotten permission from the U.S. government in the 80s. We were doing a reality show with a woman who was Miss Universe and 16 Navy SEALs. And we're doing it all over the world in the waters of the world. And the key to the whole show was shooting in the forbidden waters of Havana Harbor, which had so much history. And we got permission through Alexander Haig and Richard Nixon to be able to go, believe it or not, during the 80s to Cuba with our whole crew and do it. But we didn't have permission yet to shoot in Havana Harbor from El Presidente Fidel Castro. We waited days and days and days, and finally it came. But we had planned for it. I had all the information, all the data, all the facts organized, all the equipment laid out. We knew he liked underwater diving and was an environmentalist, and we knew that all the equipment would get his attention, and we could really layer all the bullet points and fire away when he came aboard. They said he would stay 15 minutes, and we had everybody there. He came on, shook hands, every hand, shook all the hands of everybody, and then I started firing away all the bullet points. How big the ocean was, how this equipment worked, how this ROV equipment worked, how much diving we do, how much we shot, all every data point you can imagine. I had a line long lined up.
Well, now that
and
just
after 10 minutes, he said, looked at his watch, and he was going to leave, and I said, "Oh my God, he's going to leave." He didn't get it, and suddenly Sean Wedley, who was Miss Universe, appeared on the deck, and in her hand, that piece of equipment got his attention. Her and the equipment in it, which was a shark's tooth, a giant megalodon shark's tooth from 20 million years earlier, a 250-foot-long animal which prowled the waters. I said, immediately I saw he was interested in this, and I told the story of that shark and how it lived beyond its time and how our opportunity to do his film and his waters would live beyond his time. He got it. He stayed for an hour and a half. He brought us presents. He did. I gave us permission to shoot all over Cuba. And that story made the difference.
Well, it absolutely did. We're talking to Peter Guber, everybody. His latest book, Tell to Win. And Peter, in that story, you really point out something that I wanted to ask you about. In what ways does the use of hard data, facts and figures like you were giving Fidel Castro, how do they add or detract from a good story?
They are embedded in the story. They are purposeful when told in a story, when utilized in the story to make your point. But if you use them, just use them alone, they're soulless, they're not emotional, and they won't resonate, and they won't really be a call to action. You have to organize them so that the story reveals them. And then when the information is bonded with the emotion, it becomes immensely powerful, enormously powerful. And then people can pay forward the story. Everybody paid forward that story of Castro. Everybody pays forward a great story. Why do politicians and government leaders and all even despots use it? Because people pay forward the story. They become the advocates, the apostles of the story. It's called word of mouth.
There you go. Now, Peter, most of us won't have the chance to sit in front of Fidel Castro and ask him, try to persuade him. So let's look at some practical situations where using a story can really improve one's chances of success. And let's just look at something that we do every single day, which is getting a promotion. And if you don't mind, use your own personal story to really exemplify how you tell the story to move ahead in your career.
Well, first of all, the first thing you do is, if you are going to sell yourself, you've got to be yourself. You've got to have integrity. You've got to have authenticity. So if you're going to walk into the room to your boss to get a promotion, to get a raise, or to get a new position, the first thing you have to do is get congruent. You have to have authenticity. You have to make sure, before you try to get their attention, your intention is clear, that you are authentic, that you are valued, that you believe in your mission, that you believe in your cause. Forget your story for a moment, that you own it. If you don't own it, you can't sell it. You can't tell it to sell it unless you own it. So that's the first thing. Get in state. Every great athlete does. Every politician does. Every good businessman, really smart ones, do that, to get in state. Because that authenticity will shine through before you speak the first word. Then look at who your audience is. If that one person that's the boss or one person that's the head of that committee, think about the audience and say, what's in it for them? What do they have to have? What's in for them is acknowledging, for example, that you're a superb salesperson or that you're a superb executive and knowing that they had a chance to help you climb up that food chain, to help be successful. Give them an investment in the process. Recognize that what's in it for them is critical for them to make a decision. Then you have to do something else. You have to understand what your goal is. You have to be able to know your goal is to get a promotion. Why you want that job, you then think about why you want it, why you're good at it, why it will be a benefit to the company, why this it's generous. And it's okay to be vulnerable in that. It only creates empathy. But you think that through, and then you engage them in not a monologue, but a dialogue. Engage them interactively in it. Discuss and share your experience with the company, how you hold it. When you do that, you emotionalize it, all the information. It becomes powerful. Now, you look for the last element. What's a story you could tell or would tell that would hold all that? One of the stories you might tell, you'd look at, is how you've grown in the company, how you've dealt with the company, how you've dealt with a customer or a patron, how you grew a client, and how you hold that process, and how you hold the company's values. Telling a story of your experience of it and how you've done it shows them that you have a unique attitude, not just an aptitude, about what your position is, where you want to go, and your belief and conviction in the company. When you do that, they see you completely differently. Not only your authenticity, but they see the emotionality of your offering. When you do that, you resonate with their heart. They understand you get the proposition that you're asking about.
Wow, sound advice. We're talking to Peter Guber, everybody. His book, Tell to Win. Peter, what do you want readers to take away from reading your book, Tell to Win?
The story isn't the soft stuff. The story is the things that hits are made of. That when you want hits, aim at their heart. Don't aim at their feet or their wallet. Wallets are about transactions. Hearts are about relationships. Relationships precede transactions. When you aim for a transaction, you create a one-time event. When you aim for a relationship, you create a raving fan. And that's what business really needs. Business needs raving fans. Whatever your business is, you want to create apostles and advocates for your proposition. And when you do that, you create a platform where they open their heart up, they tell your story forward, and it resonates and it lasts.
Wow, Peter. This has been great. If people want to learn more about you, if they like the sound of your voice, they want to learn more about your book, Tell to Win, where would you advise them to go on the internet?
I would advise them to go to peterguber.com or telltowin.com, and you would find all the information you could do. And if that doesn't work, call my wife.
All right. Be careful. Here in Ventura County, people will take you up on that second offer to call your wife. We've been talking to Peter Guber, everybody. His book, Tell to Win, Connect, Persuade, and Triumph with the Hidden Power of the Story. Peter, it has been a true delight. Thank you so much for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Great. I loved it. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you. Take care.